This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World leaders and members of the public have offered tributes to Britain's Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, who died Friday at the age of 99. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the Duke an extraordinary man.
And we give thanks as a nation and a kingdom for the extraordinary life and work of Prince Philip.
The first reaction from the royal family came from Philip's grandson, Prince Harry, and his wife Meghan, who quit royal duties last year and moved to California. A short message on their website, Archwell, read, "Thank you for your service. You will be greatly missed." President Joe Biden and several other U.S. presidents paid tribute to Philip as well.
99 years old, he never slowed down at all, and which I admire the devil out of.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Philip was a man of service, motivated by a sense of duty to others. Flags were lowered to half-staff at Buckingham Palace and at government buildings across London, and people began to lay flowers outside royal residences. A volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent has erupted. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The island's government had already ordered some 16,000 people to evacuate homes near the volcano. And as they made their way along the winding mountainside roads, an ash column could be seen towering overhead. Emergency management officials estimated it reached 20,000 feet. And fortunately for St. Vincent, most of the ash was headed northeast over the Atlantic Ocean. But communities closest to the volcano reported heavy ashfall and poor visibility hindered the evacuations. Some are being put aboard cruise ships, others heading to nearby islands, and some 2,000 people are in government shelters. The 4,000-foot volcano last erupted.